This recording, Jiangsu 32, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an unofficial letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beauty bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her pen, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had imaged to bath the goose, so she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown is Suzhou. It is a very beautiful city. It has a quite long history, and my family is in Suzhou. My school days is very interesting. I have a lot of good friends here. I began to learn English when I was 6 or 7 years old. I don't know the years exactly. I'm very interested in English. And I also have some very good English teacher. I have been visited to many places, such as Shanghai, Beijing, and so on. 孔子传，好，并啊那个复读的文言是很快乐的日子。鱼伴鱼从美鱼的地方走来，蛮开心的。宁会因为不写的而难过。还是还是君子啊！诗经有300匹么子，用一句闲话概括，也懂南京看路。至于问孔子少杰也，孔子讲今日的谢呢，谁是讲是养父母，对不着给呀母啊，谁头是养的，一个有啥区别呢？孔子讲，看看是个女人，看看一种事体的女人。也是思考那首来的位置，您是否会谁的？ 你得会说的。